Welcome to the Doug Haldeman Show, Mortgage and Real Estate Talk, a show committed to educating, empowering, and entertaining you while saving you thousands. Here's your host, mortgage expert and consumer advocate, Doug Haldeman.
Will Rogers once said, "Too many people spend money they earn to buy things they don't want, to impress people they don't like." I want to thank our sponsor, Cornerstone Mortgage, known for having the lowest rates and the smoothest closings.
If you have questions you would like addressed on the air, you can call or text the show at 314-472-DOUG. That's 472-DOUG, which is 3684. All our information from our show is on our website at smartwithyourmoney.com.
And now, tune into our special podcast. Look for on iTunes or on Google, look up Smart With Your Money with Doug Haldeman, and you'll be able to download our podcast on a weekly basis. We're getting a lot of downloads now. I'm actually very happy with how quickly that's launched.
Yep.
Well, I am joined by my trusted co-host, the Vanna White of radio, my beautiful wife, Tammy Haldeman. Welcome, Tammy.
How are you today?
I say the Vanna White of radio in the best of all compliments because I think everybody likes Vanna White because she was very pretty.
And, oh, okay.
And you're very beautiful.
Okay.
Much more beautiful than Vanna White, but you
she
actually...
She sure could turn the letters.
But you do much, much more than that.
You know, one of our, I guess, missions of the show is to really educate people about how to spend their money or how not to spend their money.
And how to be smart with their money.
With it, you know, in general. So today we wanted to bring you a little bit about how you can improve your personal finances. And Doug has... he really has a great story, really, a thing that just happened this week.
Well, you know, we actually see both sides of this, okay? Because my goal is to be able to affect somebody's finances in a really positive way. When they come in for a mortgage, I always think that, you know, a mortgage, it's the largest debt that people are going to take on. So I have a responsibility to help them professionally manage that debt. So the first loan I do for them, I mean, over time, I want to do multiple loans for people. And I want to make sure that the loan that they select integrates into their overall finances. And I want them to pay the least amount of interest over time, period. Okay, so because interest is wasted money. So how do you pay the least amount of interest? Well, you not only by having the best loans, but it happens from borrowing the least amount of money over time.
Of course.
Not just on the mortgage, but on all of your debt.
Right.
Okay, as a debt strategist, let's help people form an actual debt strategy. So I actually had one of our listeners that I did a loan for a couple of years ago text this week and was extremely thankful. He said, because of the advice that you've given me, we've actually gotten $22,000 out of debt over the last year. And that's amazing because this is somebody, you know, it's a family of first-time homebuyers that don't make a ton of money. And they were able to do that through discipline.
Right.
It was truly through discipline. Now, we see the opposite side of that, okay?
Too often, yeah.
I mean, scenarios that totally surprise me, and it always comes from the lack of discipline. It's the yin and the yang. It's the opposite of the person that was disciplined and very intentional and purposeful. You don't get out of debt accidentally. It just doesn't happen unless an inheritance came in or some sort of windfall of money.
You come across that winning lottery ticket or something.
Right. So some clients this week, okay, the guy is a very high income earner. Okay, he makes over $250,000 a year. I think it's actually close to $300,000 a year. And they moved here from out of state and they have a pretty high amount of debt. It was $86,000 in high interest rate debt. Okay, they were upside down in a house that they sold and they've tried to do work to a property they're in now. But here's the catch 22 is, all of that debt lowered their credit scores.
Sure.
So now they have to pay a higher interest rate to be able to get a mortgage. Well, so we're doing a cash out loan to try to consolidate some of that debt. And these people ask me, okay, where should I put that money? They're getting $35,000 cash back from the loan, and it's going to put a dent in the debt. Okay, so I spent quite a bit of time actually going through different scenarios to see how much is this going to increase your credit scores? Because they'll want to refinance again in about 6 months, because if they pay off the debt, their credit score should jump up, and now
makes
get
sense.
A better interest rate. Well, actually, I ran all the scenarios, and I wanted to make sure I did this for them early in the process, because just everything that they could do with paying down that debt, it's not going to be enough to raise their scores to where they need to be.
So they still would qualify for a loan. It just wouldn't be the prime of the prime interest rate loans.
And they can't count on refinancing again in 6 months.
Okay.
Because their scores may not be that much better. They'll be better.
Especially if they don't stop spending. They keep spending. It's just going to keep going.
So I sent them an email with a full debt strategy on the steps they need to take. And I wanted to cover that debt strategy today on the air. Because these are the fundamental principles that we believe in. And I always say this stuff not out of judgment, because I've been there before.
Right.
Okay, I had accumulated that debt, and I know how the spending can just get out of control. And sometimes it's a couple that will feed off of each other that neither one of them puts their foot down with the spending.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So here are my top tips for getting out of debt fast. And you may want to write these things down or visit our website at smartwithyourmoney.com and look for Improving Your Personal Finances is going to be the name of our blog post. So
Doug, number one is the written budget.
Right. So the written budget, and this just can't be stressed enough. And I have examples in Excel that I can put on the website if somebody wants it. I have handwritten budgets if you want to use them. And somebody would say, okay, how does a written budget actually decrease my spending? Just the act of having a written budget. Well, having a written budget, it lets you see, first you start out to do a written budget on how have you been spending money in the past. Okay, so how have you been spending, and use that as a guide to be able to set your budget. And having the written budget just gives you more awareness around it.
Like, well, yeah, you get to get into detail. You slow down enough to pay attention to what you're writing down.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. So if you know that you have a written budget, and you have to have some accountability to that budget too, where you just don't spend more than that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so step number two, after having the written budget, is stop the bleeding.
Right.
Okay, and some people may not know what I mean by stop the bleeding. It's no longer charging your credit cards.
Exactly.
How are you going to make progress on your debt if it's going down in one area and just going up in another?
Well, if you just keep refinancing because you got into debt first time and then you happen to be lucky enough to be able to refinance again, you're not changing your habits. You're not stopping anything.
Right. In the end, you have to spend less money. You have to spend less money than what you're making. Okay.
Correct.
That's the only thing you can do, is spend less money than you're making. It's just, you're basically just continuing. People just continue as long as they can borrow, and credit cards make it easy to spend more money than you're making. And if you quit using the credit cards and you can only live on your cash, it immediately gives more awareness around it.
It does. For okay, sure.
So next, number three is to pay extra toward the debt. Okay. And this is where it really takes discipline and commitment. And we have a debt snowball spreadsheet on our website. So if you visit our website and if you go to smartwithyourmoney.com, okay, there's a resources section at the top. And when you hit that, there's a debt snowball spreadsheet on there, and you can use this. And I've actually, with the clients this week, I went ahead and entered their debts in there, and that's where I saw there's $86,000. And once you enter your debts in there, you can put in what the interest rate is and what the monthly payment is. And it actually will let you choose if you're going to end up doing what they call the avalanche or the debt snowball. The avalanche is to pay the highest interest rate first. The debt snowball is to pay the one with the lowest balance first, which is what other economists and people will tell you to do, is pay the lowest balance first. I personally like paying the highest interest rate first.
And I guess it also just depends on how much, if you could pay that lowest amount off first and then go back to the highest interest rate, could you kind of work that in?
Right, psychologically,
that could relieve
it's nice
like a lot.
Yeah, psychologically, it's nice to get some of those small
One
ones
of the small,
taken
right.
care of. Get them knocked off. So when we say pay extra toward the debt, so if like this couple, their monthly bills were $2,264 a month just on that high interest rate debt, not including house payment. And then during the process, they went out and they bought a Mercedes. So somebody who's already way in debt thinks they deserve a Mercedes.
It's not that they don't necessarily deserve it. It's just, is it the right time to do it?
Right. Is it the right time to do it? Probably not.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we set, instead of $2,264, $2,500 a month that was going to be going to pay those debts. And the debt snowball showed them within 5 years they could have that $86,000 paid off.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not that much extra money that they're putting toward it.
Right.
Okay. Right. Next, the fourth and one of the hardest steps that people have to do is to lower your expenses. Okay. So what areas can you decrease your spending is a question that I'm going to ask you. And when you're listening right now, I'm talking directly to you because we all can cut areas of spending. Okay. There are areas that we spend money that we just don't have to, unless you're just super frugal. And think about every single dollar that you spend is coming out of your retirement.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's all coming out of your savings because every dollar that you can avoid spending. Okay. And here's another concept that I want you guys to think about. Okay. Every bit of money is 100% borrowed. Okay. So let me say that again. 100% of your money is 100% borrowed. And what I mean by that is you're either paying interest to somebody else or you're giving up interest on what you could have earned.
Mm-hmm.
So every dollar that you spend is money that now you're borrowing either on a credit card or you're borrowing it from your retirement fund that could have been earning interest for you. So very, very important thing. So when it comes to lowering your expenses, you know, Tammy, you and I did it in a lot of areas. We've mm-hmm. done, you know, when we got rid of our home phone and cable, that saved about $2,000 a year.
Mm-hmm. And my sweet tea bill.
Right. Yeah,
the sweet tea didn't taste so sweet after realizing
how much I was
spending.
Well, you used to go to McDonald's every day and spend a dollar.
No, I was spending sometimes $2 a day.
Yeah, because you go back a couple times if you want to refill.
Right.
And now you make the pitcher at home and it's a few cents.
Exactly. Much better.
They call it the latte effect. And I tell you, you go into McDonald's for the $1 drink.
Versus
nothing.
The $6 coffee or whatever, right?
Well, I had another couple in my office earlier in the week who are really on the edge in their finances and in very bad shape. And when we looked at their bank statements, because it's part of the loan process, everything in their bank statements was Starbucks. Like it was just one expensive place after another where they were mm-hmm. spending a lot of money. And this was a couple in real financial crisis.
Right. Like that seems real simple for us to cut out for sure.
Right. Mm-hmm. So anyway, so getting out of debt fast, written budget, stop the bleeding, pay extra toward the debt and lower your expenses. That's the four keys. It's really the fundamentals of our show and what it's all about.
Mm-hmm. So if you're listening today and you want to improve your personal finances, call Doug today. Give him a call. How can they get a hold of you?
All right. Best way to reach me is 314-472-DOUG. Again, that's 314-472-DOUG, D-O-U-G, which is 3684. You also can go to our website at smartwithyourmoney.com and send us a contact form on there. And let me know that if you'd like us to do a personal debt strategy for you. All right. So coming up, we are going to be talking about the different proposals for our budget and what it's actually going to take to get this country on track. You listen to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.